All right, we're at 7:55, and Mick from Montague Webworks is here. He's got his iPad, and we're going online. Where are we going, Mick?
Well, just trying to find, you know, I sometimes try and find something that's happening, you know, what's happening today, what's happening coming up this week. And there are events coming up, which I'll get to next week's show. But today is the anniversary. It's a special anniversary, the invention of the remote video machine.
The remote video machine.
Today in history. So the way you get to it is you just go to google.com. And
yeah.
You know how they have those designs sometimes? They're called Google Doodles.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
They're marking somebody's birthday or something like that.
Yeah.
So today's drawing is this like weird looking machine. And it's a drawing, a representation of the very first television.
Huh.
It was called the Televisor. So if you click on that, you get to a page of search results. And I'm going to take you to the first link, video, who invented the television. So, Mr. and Mrs. Listener at home, why don't you follow along by clicking on the graphic and then clicking on that link. And it was invented by John Logie Baird. And it was 90 years ago today that he first demonstrated what was called a televisor.
I wish we stuck with the word televisor instead of television.
Television, I know.
I like televisor. It has some... has a better sound.
It's like a visor.
I like vision, but I like visor better. Televisor.
Right. Televisor. Well, you know, but televisor also has a sound like it's the person that's doing it. I'm your televisor.
Uh-huh.
Like Telecaster. You know?
Yeah, I see your point.
So as opposed to the vision, which means telegraphed vision, which I think... Anyway, so it was this was a mechanical television. It had essentially a spinning disc behind it, and it was, you know... loud, and the original picture was 3.5 inches square. It was this tiny little picture.
Wait a second, so this big thing, and the picture was just that small?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was a mechanical thing, and it had a lot
of machinery.
How
are we going to watch the Super Bowl on that?
You're not. I mean, the best that you can get is if the person being televised gets their face really close to the camera. Like, they had to fill the camera screen in order to be seen, like, what they were doing. But still, it had never been done.
Hey, it was a start.
It was a start, and the local papers, it happened in England for the Society of Scientists or something like that. It's in here.
Yeah.
The local papers panned it. They said, this is dumb, you know, get that madman out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, it pretty much dominates the entertainment industry.
I like those Google Doodles.
Yeah.
I don't know who's behind that idea.
Well, they've got a basement
Google's
full of monkeys.
Mr. Google's doing a good job.
He and Mrs. Google, you know, once a year they put on a suit and put on a show for us. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. No, it's fun. They got a whole bunch of people. And you can actually, about the doodles, you can suggest, hey, something's coming up. Would you be willing to make a doodle
about it? Really?
Yep. If you go to the Google Doodle page, they'll give you a list of all the doodles they've done in all the countries, because some countries get them that we don't, because it's a special person for them over there, you know, and then over here, and if they're really big, but they, of course, do regular, like 4th of July, they'll do that when there's always fireworks or whatever, so.
Yeah.
It's almost getting to the point where, like, every third day there's a doodle.
There's a Google Doodle, yeah. Montague Webworks, website of the week with Mick from Montague Webworks. Mick, by the way, will take your old, tired, slow website and bring it back to life and make it look awesome for 2016. Remember that Mick is a part of our 30% off store over at bear953.com. You can also take in those certificates too, Mick, for consulting work, right?
Yes, that's right.
Nice.
And what you were saying about your site, your old tired site, I can give it a massage and a facelift. A mud bath, if you will.
Montague Webworks out of the 30% off store over at bear953.com. Granger Smith will take us right to news time here at Bear Country 95.3, 7:59 and 25 in Greenfield.